you think of all the investment that's been put in AI, stop hiring humans. The era of AI employees is here. They're not really hiding it anymore. There's going to be a big layoff. Welcome back to Silicon Valley Front Row. Last time, when we ended the episode, we talked about the guardrails, right? The guardrails that are being put in place for AI. And nevertheless, that's important. It should be there. You know, everyone is talking about it, right? What I think the challenge is with that is that, let's say we put guardrails, the US put guardrails, but China may not, or other countries may not. So then immediately we become at a disadvantage with them, with other countries. So that's a hard problem to solve. I think it's a very hard problem. So how do you control, how do you protect, you know, put guardrails on the whole world? Do you have any thoughts on that? I don't see a solution.
That's a good question, because if China and other countries don't have restrictions and they're just using AI to push its boundaries and limits, they are definitely an advantage in that sense.
Yes.
But for the US, you know, like we mentioned, government officials and the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, they want to make sure AI doesn't get out of hand, and especially to protect children who have been, this is considered a vulnerable population because of addiction when it comes to these things, or being targeted, right? So
hopefully that works out.
Hopefully it does. Yeah. Yeah. What I see that could happen is when companies or a country kind of just safeguards their younger generation, later on, you know, those groups could kind of just grow up and be more successful. Because I think it comes down to greed and power.
Yes.
Because that could be economically beneficial for society. But how does that help their mind and education?
Exactly. And there's such a hard thing to do sometimes, is to give up that interest, that material, that money interest, and to focus on the actual goodness that, you know, you want to have people to have.
Yeah. Do you know of any of the safeguards that are kind of like, or some of the highlights that officials are trying to talk
about?
No.
Yeah. And okay. I don't want us to be thought of experts on this. We're just commenting what we see as a common sense and regular people. Let's talk next about losing jobs. And this is an interesting topic to me, because all along it seems like all these executives, AI executives like Jensen Huang or Sam Altman or others, they're saying that, no, we're not going to lose jobs because the jobs will be redirected. You know, we're going to cut these jobs, but they're going to do something else, right? And again, looking at it like from a novice point of view, it just seems very unrealistic, because simply they're saying that there's going to be more AI jobs, more higher level positions where you need all these top engineers, very smart people to run these operations, right? But the people who get laid off are some customer support people, or some logistics people, or some finance, or some task that they will not have the skills to do the jobs that they're talking about. Recently, Mark Benioff, the CEO of Salesforce, he announced reduction of 4,000 jobs that will be done by AI in the future. And they're laying off at the same time 350 people. So there's a huge difference. You're cutting off 4,000 jobs, but you're only laying off 350 people. Maybe they're doing it over several months, or they will announce it different. But regardless, it seems like there's going to be a big layoff coming.
Where would these people go to find a living to replace their jobs? Like you said, if companies are laying off these positions, right, that could be replaced by AI, phone call centers, and most of their jobs are, if they specialize in doing that, this would basically change the industry and their field.
Yes, yes. And I want to look at this picture. I was in Manhattan about a month ago, and as I was walking on the street, I happened to see this ad that says, "Stop hiring humans. The era of AI employees is here." So, of course, any ad can say anything. It doesn't mean that many companies feel that way, but I thought that's significant, because they're not really hiding it anymore. They're like blatant, out in your face. That's where we are. That's what we're going towards. And there's another way to look at this. If you think of all the investment that's been put in AI, which is unbelievable, right? the investors I talk to, you know, every company, if it's not AI, they don't even have a chance to do well in the investing. How are they going to get their money back? How is all of this technology that we're putting so much into it, they're going to get their money back? It has to be through layoffs at some point in time to have the work done by AI reduced employees.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like a big trade-off.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, you can have this whatever paradise that you're thinking that AI is going to do all the work, and all those people who don't have a job, they're just going to stay home and somehow get some government subsidy to survive because the AI is doing the work. And what bothers me that some people think that actually that could work or that is a happy outcome. I think there's so many cases that when people don't have work to do, they get depressed. When people don't look forward to create something, to do something useful, and just stay home and do nothing, and money comes to them or food is delivered to their home, it's a state that's not very constructive. It's destructive and makes society go down. Hopefully we don't get there.
Exactly. It's just having that sense of responsibility or duties and that consistency, like kind of just putting on a uniform and going to work, Monday through Friday. Yeah, it brings that sense of purpose for people. If I win the lottery or something, I wouldn't retire early. I would still want to work.
Yeah.
You know, even if the pay is like not that great, it's still just coming to work and just contributing to society.
Right.
I think it's very important.
Well, there's a saying that's someone's dream job to do something what they actually like. I mean, many people do jobs that they hate it. They don't like it. So in those cases, yes, it's hard, but still having nothing to do, the outcome usually doesn't work out.
So why do you think AI has become such a big buzzword that a lot of companies are joining this movement?
I really don't know, but the only comparison I can think of is to compare AI with communism, which might be a weird comparison, but I grew up in communism, and the mentality of the governments at that time and now in communists is that everyone is honest, everyone works hard, and everyone gets, you know, whatever they need. They just take whatever they need, and, you know, they work as much as they can, and they take as much as they need. And assuming that humans are perfect, and not only that they're perfect, but they're not being influenced, there's no corruption. And that's completely not true. There's always corruption, there's always someone who wants to cheat, always someone who wants to take more, especially when they're almost encouraged to do that. So I feel with AI, in so many ways, I see a similarity there where it's saying that let's kind of use this approach to make it easier for you, that you don't have to do anything or you just do as much as you want, but then some robot is going to do the work for you. And I've seen this fail in a horrible way. And I hope it doesn't happen, but I see some similarities there somehow.